at least by us, and I assume it probably is the case for the residents, it's littered with all kinds of unexploded ordnance and mines. It's a very dangerous area.
Protesters took to the streets of Kandahar, blaming Canadian forces for the deaths of two Afghan children. They shouted death to Canada and say the shell that killed the two children was left there by Canadian troops who had been conducting range practice in that area, but insist they made sure nothing was left behind. With reaction, I'm joined by the Afghan ambassador to Canada, Omar Samad, is in Ottawa this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Beverly.
Ambassador Samad, what do you make of this?
Well, it's very sad. It's very tragic. The pictures, of course, say it all. But at the same time, there are some lessons to be learned from this. I think that we need to make sure that firing ranges, testing ranges are not close to population areas. We need to get to the facts of this matter. We need to make sure that we get all the information that is required to see what happened, whether Canadians were involved or any other units. We also need to make sure that the population is informed, that people are told what is happening, and that precautions should be taken. So there are lessons that we have to learn to make sure that these tragedies do not happen and occur again.
And what does it do, you know, in terms of further destabilizing or knocking the faith of Afghanis and their faith in Canadian troops?
Well, I mean, the whole purpose of this mission in Afghanistan, which involves so many countries, including Canada, is to stabilize Afghanistan, is to bring peace and security, and that is what the Afghan people demand of us, the Afghan government, the new Afghan army, the police, and the international forces under NATO. So whatever we do, we need to make sure that we do not lose the faith and the goodwill of the Afghan people. They continue to support this mission. Of course, there are those who don't, and they're a minority group, but we need to make sure that the overwhelming majority of Afghans do not lose the faith and the goodwill that they have in this mission. And it's not just a military mission, as you know. It has all other types of dimensions, including development and governance and many other things.
Well, you know, given that the security situation has further deteriorated and voter registration has fallen short of where the Afghan people would like it to be, how do you feel about, you know, as we head towards these elections?
Well, elections are going to take place sometime this year. The date of August 20th has been set. We'll see whether that changes or doesn't. There are some political debates going on in Afghanistan about that. I think that voter registration overall hasn't been that bad. There are some parts of the country, of course, where there's more Taliban activity, where people are not as encouraged to go and register. But you have to remember that people who registered almost 5 years ago and carry their registration cards can still use them. So there are a lot of people who have not gone because they already have a registration card from the previous election. And so that makes a difference. We hope to have free, fair, and legitimate elections taking place so the Afghan people can decide about their own future.
Ambassador Samad, thank you for your time.
Thank you.